name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gorley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 15th of September 2009 and the time is 5:30 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Quentin Wallace, 43, from Wirksworth in Derbyshire.
And have you travelled into London especially today for your hour?
I have.
And has come into the square and seeing the plinth in action being how you imagined it would be?
Ish, yeah. It was quite strange seeing the plinth from a distance as you come into the square, because obviously online it's quite enclosed up all the time and you don't see what's around it. So, yeah, seeing it in real life was interesting.
And how are you feeling about getting up there?
Quite relaxed. Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel particularly nervous. I'm just going to go get on it, and it doesn't matter what happens, really.
Yeah. What was it about the project that appealed to you and made you want to take part?
Well, it is quite an interesting project, but I didn't really think I was going to take part. It was just a random thing one evening. I just thought, I'll put my name down, and then just forgot all about it. It was months ago. Then I suddenly got an email saying I'd been offered a place, and then I had to think of something to do.
And what is your understanding of
You want me to give it some meaning?
Well, how have you understood it? Is it something that is for you, or is it something to entertain other people, or what is that hour about for you?
Well, I suppose I thought, I mean, I didn't want to do anything about me particularly, so I thought I'd just try and come up with something a bit mad to do. Yeah, just like a performance of some kind, so...
And what is it then that you've settled on?
You want me to describe what I was doing again? What I'm planning on doing? Okay, I'm going to sit with a laptop connected to the internet and watch the live feed of myself. Whenever the camera angle changes... I'm getting confused now. I've also got a rectangular bit of black card on a tripod that's with the word censored on it. Every time that the camera angle changes... I'm going to move the black piece of card to censor my face. For no other reason than it came into my head and I thought I'd try it.
I was going to ask where the idea
came. No, it came into my head. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's got something to do with surveillance society or something, I don't know. People are always talking about it, it's always in the news, isn't it? So maybe it's something to do with that. I think we're the most surveilled country in the world, apparently. So maybe you could interpret it as some sort of comment on that, you know, that I'm censoring myself from the cameras in the street watching me. But
is that what you thought of when you came up with it? Was that a theme?
Not really. It's like it just came into my head as an idea, but maybe in the back of my mind that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Do you see it as a performance, or what? Who are you doing
it? Yeah, it's a performance. I don't know. I suppose I'm hoping that somebody might find it entertaining or interesting. I don't care. I've got to do something. Yeah.
And are you putting across any particular message by doing this or not?
No. People can think whatever they like.
What kind of impact do you think you'll have by going up and doing this?
Very minimal.
And what would you like to gain from the experience?
A memory, I suppose. Just a memory of being on the fourth plinth. It'll have to be a memory because I've forgotten my camera. I was going to take some photographs, but I can't now. So I'm sure there'll be plenty online.
Have you got any expectations at all about your
album? Not really. I'm just hoping I don't get too wet. Yeah.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you?
Yeah, it'd be quite nice, I suppose. A few people asked what I was doing or said hello. Yeah.
Have you been watching a lot of the projects online?
I've watched a few, but generally I've got better things to do. They get a bit boring, some of them. It's like it's all a bit random when you know, you don't know who you're going to be watching. And quite often people are just sat there. And you think, well, what are they doing? Then after a few minutes... you go off and make a cup of tea. That's probably what people will do when they watch me.
Yeah.
Probably not, because it'll only be a certain demographic that they've applied to go on the plinth in the first place.
You've described what you're doing as a performance. Are you a performer in your...
No. For 9-10 months of the year, I work for a surveyor, and then for 6 weeks I work on a German Christmas market, and then, well, this year I went to Sri Lanka for a few weeks in January, February, then I came back surveying for a while, then the Christmas markets in Manchester and Birmingham, then Christmas, then travel for a few weeks and come back. It's just circles round and round.
How did you get into doing that?
Which?
Both.
Oh, both? Well, the surveying is like my normal job, I suppose. Yeah, that's kind of what I've always done. On and off. And the Christmas market, I've got a German friend. And he offered me a job 10 years ago. So, do you want to come and work on my stall for a few weeks? And I said yes. And I've been doing it ever since. It's like breaks my ear up. It's like the surveying, I'm on my own, in my head, thinking about numbers and calculations and angles. And then all of a sudden I'm on the market and it's people in my face. Buy, sell. So it's nice, it's a nice contrast.
And do you have to take time out from your kind of holidays to do the markets?
No, I'm self-employed. Yeah, so I can do what the hell I want.
What do you enjoy about doing the markets?
I quite like playing games with the customers, and I like just the social life. It's like one big party. The same people come back every year. There's a lot of stalls, and there's people from all over Europe. So, and we all get together and just party for a few weeks.
And do you often try and get away every year as well?
Yeah, I went to Sri Lanka, yeah.
What was that like?
It was fantastic, but I wasn't there for long enough. I'm thinking of going for a couple of months. This next year. Yeah, it was amazing.
And what did you do whilst you were out there?
Stayed with a friend, this is all connected, that I met on the roasted chestnut stall in Birmingham, who is from Sri Lanka. But she married a German, she lives in Germany. And she married a German who is a friend of my German friend. But she still has a house in Sri Lanka and lives there half the year. So through all those connections, I had somewhere to go and stay. And that's how it happened.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
I don't know, you stumped me now. That's just one of those questions, isn't it? Like, what's the meaning of life? I'll pass on that one.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
For myself and for my friends. Yeah.
Have you got anyone here with you
today? No, because this is the other story. This is my second chance. I was supposed to be here on Friday 5 a.m, but I told all my friends that it was, no, Saturday morning 5 a.m, but I have been confused for a few weeks. I told all my friends that it was 5 a.m. Sunday morning, and they all came down to see me at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, and I wasn't here. And they weren't very pleased at first, but I think they've forgiven me.
Do you think you'll have people watch online?
Yeah, they're all going to watch online, yeah. I had to be here today, because they would have been really upset if I didn't make it the second time round. So, yeah.
What were friends and family's reactions to you doing this?
Oh, right, are you? Oh, right. That's about it, really.
Have you taken part in any arts events before?
Not performing, really, no. Well, apart from dancing at gigs. If you call that taking part, I suppose it is. Yeah.
And how would you describe your experience at this project?
It's been okay, yeah. It's been enjoyable.
Are you able to say what it means to you to be one of 2,400 people allowed to go on
Oh, that's another one of those stupid questions about what's the meaning of life. I'm not going to answer that one.
And can you think back to your website and profile on the website?
Yes.
Did you put three words that describe
I didn't put anything on there at all.
If I asked you to pick three words that describe you, what would you say?
I'm not going to say again. I think I've told you enough already.
Okay, well, have a great hour.
Thank you.